Hey, welcome to Hope Church. I hope you were here last week, and last week we started a brand new series called Don't Worry, Be Happy, Confident Living in Troubled Times. You know, talk about being happy. Remember last week we introduced you to the disciples before the crucifixion. They were living an incredible life. They were confident. They got to hang out with the miracle maker, and everything started a whole lot better than it ended. Remember after Jesus' death, the disciples seemed defeated. They were discouraged. They lacked direction. And from last Sunday, we know that they were undone. They were fatigued because of all of the things that happened. Remember, they felt like failures? And then there was the fear. They were hiding in a locked room, fearful, and it was just too hard to handle. And then after the resurrection, when Jesus was raised from the dead, literally their lives changed in a moment. One minute they're defeated, the next minute they're living dynamic lives. One minute they're crushed, the next minute, they are absolutely full of confidence. So what's going on and what made such a difference in the life of the disciples? There are a few things that we can learn when life throws us a curve. There are uncertain times right now, and you and I both are aware of that. Sometimes we're looking for direction. Sometimes we feel defeated. Sometimes we feel discouraged. What can we learn in the life of the disciples? How did it happen and how did things change so immediately? Let's take a look at that right now. But before we do, I would love to pray together. Father, thank you for the friends at Hope Church. God, would you bless them? And I know we don't get to be here face to face, but I'm so encouraged today that they're watching and that we are still glorifying you. And that even though life has changed, you haven't changed. And I believe that you want today to encourage us when troubled times come our way. Thank you for these examples in the Bible that we get to learn today. Amen. So we're going to look back at a verse that we began to explore last week in John chapter 20, verse 19. And this is how it reads. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. You know, there are times in life when we can make it happen ourselves. Then there are times when we need help. This week, I decided to cut my hair. So I took the little trimmer that I use for my little beard, and I thought, I'll just cut my hair with it. It looked bad. I looked like a rooster. And I said, "Sharon, you've got to help me." All she could do was laugh. I mean, I had hair. I mean, I don't know. It was terrible. And there are times in life when I know I'm a confident person in myself, but there's times when I need help. And I needed Sharon's help. But then there are times, and by the way, I think my hair looks pretty good after Sharon helped me. Thank you, Sharon, for helping me not look like a rooster today. But when times get really hard, not even my family can help. The disciples, they were confident. But each other couldn't make it work. And then there's Jesus. Jesus walks in and says, "Peace be with you." He said, "You look at my hands, you look at my side." Listen to what the scripture says one more time. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Here's what happened. Here's what changed for the disciples. It's the presence of Jesus. They, not just knowing he's alive, but being with him, again, having a relationship. They understood that when Jesus came back, they could start again. They understood that, in fact, life wasn't over and that there was hope. And they were able to lose the fear because Jesus was near. His presence makes a difference. Not only makes a difference for them, but the presence of the Lord makes a difference for you and for me. You know, it's interesting. They were so beat up, they were so defeated, but now they're back on the streets. When they felt the presence of Jesus again, he had not abandoned them. He went to pay the ultimate price for them, that they could have a free lane to go to heaven. These guys changed. They're back on the streets and bold as ever. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Acts. When the council saw the boldness of Peter and John and could see that they were ordinary men, they were amazed and realized what being with Jesus had done for them. They had just preached the gospel. And they were told never to do it again. The secret of being confident in troubled times is the presence of Jesus. Understand that the circumstances had not changed for his followers, but the followers changed in spite of the circumstances. I love what it says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. Let me read that for you. Reverence for the Lord gives confidence and security to a man and his family. You see, the secret of confidence is being in the presence of Jesus. The disciples, they had been beat up, they had been defeated. I mean, it was, you know, like Humpty Dumpty, you know, fell off the wall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put those disciples back together again. And then there was Jesus. When they encountered the presence of Jesus, everything changed. The fatigue, the failure, the fear, they weren't the giants that they were before. Because Jesus is now alive, and that makes all the difference. And then there's Thomas. We go on in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 24. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the others told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand in his side, I don't believe." I like Thomas. Thomas is saying, "Whoa, whoa, not so fast. I need proof. Life is really hard right now. And I believed in Jesus, and now he's gone, and our lives are a wreck. I'm glad you're telling me this, but I want to see it myself in order to believe." I appreciate that. And that's exactly what happens about a week later. Let me continue reading. Chapter 20 and verse 26 in the book of John. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord, my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet they believe. You see, when Jesus came back to life, his very presence, the fact that they truly were not left alone and that Jesus has a plan, his very presence gave the disciples energy and the power to start over again. Even doubting Thomas was able to lose the fear because Jesus was near. I mean, they were on the bottom of the pile. Fast forward to today, there are millions and millions of people who now believe in Jesus and are Christ followers. And it started with these 11 guys. They were so defeated, that they were so beat up. And then the presence of Jesus gave them energy, not only energy, it gave them power to start over and continue to keep going. You know, there's power in the presence. And like Thomas, we have to choose to believe. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. I want, and I know you want, to walk in his presence because we need power in our lives. Through dark times, we need the power not only to get up but to keep going. We are blessed when we believe. But we truly need to make that choice like Thomas and believe. By the way, there's another part of belief. And I hope you consider this. God believes in you. He believes in you enough that he allowed his son, his only son, to die on the cross for you. God allowed Jesus to die on the cross to make a difference in your life so that you could find purpose, so that you could have his presence, and when times are hard, you could have energy not to be stuck and to keep moving forward. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, this is how that scripture reads, and it pertains to exactly what we're talking about today. How tremendous is the power available to us who believe in God. That power is the same divine energy which was demonstrated in Christ when he was raised from the dead. That Bible verse says that there is a power that raised Jesus from the dead, and that same power is available to us. And if God raised Jesus from the dead, he can handle the problems that we give him. Your problems aren't too big. God absolutely specializes when things seem hopeless. I know that I don't understand everything that's going on with each of you that are watching, but God does. He understands your health problems. He understands the financial problems. He understands the marriage problems. He understands if there's problems with your kids. God does. And because of the presence of Jesus, you can find power not only to be able to stand strong today, but to stand strong tomorrow. I like what Dr. Stanley Jones writes. He writes this, I am inwardly fashioned for faith, not for fear. Fear is not my native land. Faith is. I am so made that worry and anxiety are sand in the machinery of life, and faith is oil. I live better by faith and confidence than by fear, doubt, and anxiety. In anxiety and worry, my being is grasping for breath. This is not my native air. But in faith and confidence, I breathe freely. This actually is my native air. And I read from a study with Johns Hopkins University. One doctor said it this way: we do not know why it is that worriers die actually sooner than non-worriers, but it's a fact. But I, who am simple of mind, think I know something. We are inwardly constructed in nerve and tissue, brain cell and soul, for faith and not for fear. God made us that way. To live by worry is to live against that reality. Regardless of your background, church background or no church background, here's what God wants to say. You matter. And God wants you to know that He really cares about you. Regardless of the situation, no matter where you are in your relationship with God, you matter. You matter to God. And it's God's presence and power, His presence and power that comes from His presence, are what we need to keep going. Hey, when times are tough, this matters. How many times have I said this over the last 35 years as a pastor? How many times have I said, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. Friends, soon enough, we're going to be back together. And I look forward to that. But that doesn't mean when the coronavirus is gone that we're not going to face more things. Because we are. This is just one of those things. And even though this thing may not change immediately, we can change. It's the presence of Jesus that made all of the difference for the disciples. Today, would you make time for His presence? Would you take your life to God and say, here is the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in life, all the problems at work, everything that we're feeling with this coronavirus, everything that's going on with the kids, everything that's going on with the finances. God, take it. Spend a little time talking to God about life. Spend a little time getting to know Him through the Scriptures. Read the entire book of John. It will not only bless your life, it will give you strength and courage in life. We all have to believe something. And I can tell you that my anchor holds when I'm trusting in the Word of God. In my life, there have been a couple of times the last few weeks that I've been kind of freaked out. I just, God, I can't. I don't know what to do. And God has reminded me, Jim, I'm in control. I love you. And He loves you. I allowed my Son to die for you. Bask in His presence. Remember, blessed are those who believe. And how do we be in His presence? And how do we believe? We talk to the Lord. And we read and understand. There are principles. And oh, did this change the life of the disciples? By the way, Hope Church isn't for perfect people. We have a church that's for people on the grow, people who are exploring their issues of faith, and people like Thomas who say, I need a little bit of proof. I challenge you today. Believe in God and let Him speak to you. If God were right here, right now, talking to you, I think this is what God would say. I'll take you. You matter to me. Nobody will ever love you as much as I do. So practice my presence, believe in me, and let me bless you with the power to have a confident life, even in troubled times. You remember the disciples. I mean, they were barely hanging on, and then it happened. The fatigue, the failure, the fear. Remember, those were giants before, and they're no longer giants. The circumstances, hey, the circumstances didn't change. The disciples changed in spite of the circumstances. Whatever is going on around us doesn't have to completely interrupt our lives. But what matters, it's what's going on inside of us. And I contend today that if you practice His presence, you are going to be more confident. You are going to find hope. You are going to have energy. You're going to be able to not only start over, but you're going to be able to keep going. Even Thomas, the doubter, was blessed when he believed. I challenge you today and this week to let Christ light up your life. To let Christ give you hope that is found in knowing Him. Let His presence, let His power translate into practical daily living. As you and me try to be Christ-like. Christ-like in your life translates to confident living on a daily basis. What a privilege to share with you again today. Hey, don't worry. Be happy. How to live confidently during troubled times. It's just what the disciples did. They were in His presence, and everything changed. God bless you. Oh, I want to pray for you and ask that God would give you a wonderful week. Let's do that together. Oh, Father God, what a breath of fresh air it is to be reminded. Your presence, of course, your presence makes a difference. Help us to practice your presence. Help us to be blessed because we believe. What are we going to practice? God, help us to talk to you today. Help us to share with you exactly what's going on. God, help us to read the Word. Help us to read and understand. You are good. You want to put a spring in our step. You want to give us hope when it feels so hopeless. We are not crushed. We can be confident because of Jesus Christ, the Savior. Bless these Friends of Hope Church, I pray. Bless them and keep them, God. May your face radiate about them. God, do what Jesus did when he walked into the room. Give them peace, I pray. Amen. God bless you so much. Look forward to seeing you again.